Drug overdoses are now the leading cause of death for people under 50, according to the CDC. Nowadays, we often hear that we're in an opioid crisis, and we know that many people become addicted by taking pills that are either prescribed or bought over the counter. Now, Illinois State Police is teaming up with the Save a Star Drug Awareness Foundation to try to fight prescription drug and opioid abuse by making it easier for people to discard their unwanted medication through housing receptacles. To hear more about this initiative, we're joined on the line right now by Sergeant Jacqueline Cepeda from the Illinois State Police. Sergeant Cepeda, welcome to the 21st. Thanks for being with us.
It's our pleasure. Thank you very much.
How often does ISP deal with issues of prescription drug abuse or overdoses?
You know, our officers in our line of work, our officers deal with and come across overdose victims regularly. Since 2015, all our troopers are now, who are assigned to patrol, are equipped and trained in the use of Narcan. And since 2015, our officers have been able to save 30 lives using this life-saving medication.
Right. So that's Narcan. That's yeah. a drug for overdoses. What's the idea behind implementing this drug receptacle program?
Well, the Illinois State Police, we reached out to Mr. David Katz, his family, and the Save a Star Drug Awareness Foundation. We wanted to partner up with them and obtain the drug collection receptacles to place at some of our ISP headquarters throughout the state. You know, we are aware of the current opioid epidemic occurring around the country and of the negative effects it's having on people and their families. And we wanted to place these receptacles at some of our headquarters to give people a way to properly and safely dispose of their unwanted medications. Our hopes are that by having these receptacles, that this will keep drugs out of the hands of individuals who might otherwise potentially become victims of prescription drug abuse.
So what are you accepting? What's the process look like?
So we are accepting. So we currently have 5 receptacles that the Save a Star Drug Awareness Foundation generally donated to us. The 5 locations are the District Chicago location, which is located in Des Plaines, District 2, which is located in Elgin, District 5 in Joliet, District 17 in LaSalle, and District 11, which is located in Collinsville. And the items that are accepted are prescription medications, including controlled substances, all over-the-counter and PET medications, sample medications, vitamins, liquids, and creams can be dropped off. And the items that are not accepted are needles, sharp objects, thermometers, IV bags, hydrogen peroxide, and bloody waste, things of that nature.
And are you just taking prescription medications then?
No, it can be over-the-counter medication, PET medication, anything of that sort.
And will you all be checking to see if people have prescriptions for these medications, or is this just kind of a situation where people can just hand them over to you?
We will not be checking. So the process to turn in the unwanted medications is very simple. The public can go to any one of the 5 district headquarters where we have the drug collection receptacles, gain access to the box, which is a large green container that looks very similar to a mailbox. They can simply use the handle, open the mailbox, and drop off their medications into the containers with no questions asked. We want people to feel comfortable and safe when disposing of these unwanted medications or over-the-counter drugs, and we will not be asking them any questions about the medications they are disposing of.
Sergeant Cepeda, what are you guys going to do with the medication when you get it?
Our evidence technicians in each of the districts, they ensure to get rid of all the same way we get rid of other evidence, to dispose of the unwanted medications in a safe manner.
And you mentioned there are 5 locations throughout the state. Do you have plans to expand this to other locations as well?
At this time, we only currently have the 5 drug receptacles that the Katz family and the Save a Star Drug Awareness Foundation very generously donated to the Illinois State Police.
While we're talking about this, I wonder what other programs the Illinois State Police has to deal with opioid and prescription drug abuse throughout Illinois.
You know, so currently, as I got a chance to briefly mention earlier, since 2015, the department made sure that all of our troopers who are assigned to patrol, who deal with these overdose victims on a more regular basis than the other officers, that they were trained with and equipped in the use of Narcan. Like you mentioned earlier, Narcan is a nasal spray medication that we're equipped with, which is used to reverse the side effects of an opioid overdose. And since 2015, when our officers were trained and equipped with the Narcan, we've been able to administer the Narcan to 30 overdose victims using this medication, and in turn being able to save their life while they were having the overdose.
So, more work the Illinois State Police is doing to combat the opioid crisis that we are going through. Sergeant Cepeda, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.